Wow. So for today's message, actually November, all the way back in November, I gave a message about us being aware of the toxic and hypocritical attitude that the Pharisees have, which unfortunately you see among many mainstream Christians out there today. You see people who profess they're Christian or Christians and don't have the attitude, really. And this observance has caused a huge rise in atheism worldwide. Atheists say they cannot believe in God and refuse to believe in God based on the way that their followers act. I mentioned that in my last split sermon, and again, that was all the way back in November. I do encourage you to watch that split sermon if you haven't already. It was just Beware of the Pharisees was the title. And I mentioned during that message that someday atheism will end. And I said that will be my next message. So that brings us to today. The title for today is The End of Atheism. Now, how in the world could atheism end? In this world right now, especially, with it being on the rise, we have seen an increase in anti-God society, especially here in the United States of America. In our country, God has been removed from our court systems, our schools, and even people who say they are Christians have removed a godly way of living from their lives. In 2021, it was said by the Washington Post and also the PewResearch.org that 29% of the entire United States population is made up of people who have no religious affiliation. This includes atheists, agnostics, etc. And this was a 19% increase from 2011. 10 years, it went up 19%. And this was in 2021. Correction, 2021, this was when this article was. But from 2011 to 2021, 19% increase. Now we're in 2023. How much has it gone up even more? Probably a lot. And this number is still rising. According to a 2017 article, and that was the latest one I could find, 7% of the world is atheist, with China having the highest number of atheism. I wonder how much that number has increased since then. We could clearly see that God, along with God's truth and laws, are being removed from the nations of this world. God and Jesus Christ, along with those who believe in them, are being mocked by non-believers. As I mentioned in my last message, many Christians, mainstream Christians today, act nasty, have a hypocritical attitude to, and are hypocrites to what they believe and teach. A lot of them, not all, but a lot of them. And atheists argue that they just don't see evidence of God and would rather believe in the theory of evolution. They also don't believe, according to multiple interviews, that one big reason is because of all the evil that exists in the world. They don't believe that a good, loving God exists. So therefore, it begs the question, how can atheism possibly end in this world? All right, so we're going to lay out a scenario for all of us. Most, if not all of us watching now, either live or later via video recording, all believe in God the Father and Jesus Christ. And we also know what Romans chapter 1 verse 20 says. In fact, we'll encourage everybody to turn there. This is, atheists, you have no excuse verse. And it reads in Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Paul wrote, since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So Paul says that everything that we see, even the invisible attributes, the invisible forces, how could you say there is no God? They are without excuse. Or not believe in the true God and follow a statue of Zeus. Of course, this is what was happening at this time. They did have a religion, but it was not the right one. Despite this scripture here, though, atheism still exists. How will atheism end? Now, I want you to imagine, use your imagination, that you are either someone out in the world who is either atheist, agnostic, or maybe someone who has never even heard of God or Jesus Christ. And I know that's kind of hard for us because we do believe. But just imagine someone out there in the world. It doesn't have to be you. It could be someone maybe you know who fits this particular category, or just a make-believe some person who's just an atheist out there. And picture this future event. Picture this future event. The world around is growing chaotic. Times are not looking good for all the nations of the world. The media news around the world is not good. It's bad news only. There are economical crashes, government failures, and corruption. Wars and rumors of war go across the news and the media of the world. Famine, disease, and death spread around the globe. Confusion, hysteria, and uncertainty fills the air. Hope does not seem to be ahead, and the governments of the world that ruled the nations have failed, and the world is becoming unbalanced and on the verge of collapse. Picture that moment. Now the people of the world and this person that you're imagining, or even yourself, you don't know who to turn to or what to turn to. And then when all seems lost, breaking news hits the media. There is a powerful government force that steps in and stops the world in its unbalanced tracks and gets the nations of the earth back on track and restores order, but at a cost. This government unifies all the nations of the world as one. And you now owe your allegiance to this new government. Any freedom is now tied, or any freedom that you had is now tied to what this power says. They saved you and billions, after all, from complete chaos. The strength and power from this new government marvels you and the world. And you go along with it and follow it. Their power will come from a spiritual source, and the world worships it. then along this unified government. Did I lose it? Okay, there we go. Then along with this unified government force steps in a religious leader who is backed up by the spiritual force that everybody is worshiping. The world is starting to look like it's getting back on track and becoming balanced. The one world government gives power, all power and authority, to this religious leader. And now the media, the news stations, the lights, cameras, and smartphones are on this religious leader at a global conference with tens of hundreds of thousands of people in the crowd and billions watching worldwide. He is powerful, he is charismatic, and he wows the crowd. And then he raises his hand and he calls down a massive plume of fire from the heavens for all to witness. And he starts performing other miracles and signs, supernatural, things that cannot be physically explained. You are now starting to witness. Everybody on the TV is starting to witness this. And then this religious leader tells you to bow down before the government leaders and himself, to worship them, and claims himself to be Christ and God. No CGI, no video editing, live TV audience who even felt the heat from the flames that came down. No machines in the sky to make the flame. This just happened. In this moment, are you still an atheist? This scenario that I just laid out, or something close to it, is going to occur. And our Bible tells of a future time and tells us that these things shall happen. An event that will end atheism. But unfortunately, this unbelief to belief will not be towards the true God. If you know your Bibles, you already know who I'm talking about, or what I'm talking about. But those who maybe don't know, you will turn over to Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 15. We're going to read almost the whole chapter, but it is huge, this event that's being laid out before us. And it's going to be similar to what I just read, but this is where it says it. Verse 1 of Revelation 13. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and this is John envisioning this. He wrote Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I saw the beast rising out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and on his 10 horns, 10 crowns, and on his head, a blasphemous name. Now the beast, which I saw, was like a leopard. His feet were like feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. Who's the dragon? Revelation 12:9, just right before the chapter, it says that great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan. There's your clue. Who deceives the whole world, he was cast out to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So the dragon, Satan, gives this power this government structure power. Now let's continue reading. And I saw one of his heads as it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. And by the way, as a side note, that wound that was healed, let me just make sure I'm not jumping ahead in my notes first off. I do, but I'll mention it now. There is 10 horns of the fourth beast mentioned in Daniel. Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. There's four beasts, and the fourth beast was Rome. And the 10 horns are 10 resurrections of the fourth beast. We won't get into too much on that, but let's just narrow it down and say 9 have occurred. There's one left. One final 10th resurrection of the fourth beast. And that deadly wound being healed, when it is restored, when it is resurrected, that will be the deadly wound that was healed. The fatal wound that was healed. When this power is resurrected and restores the whole earth. But continuing on now for where we were, just a little side note that was to just understand what that was talking about. Verse 4, so they worship the dragon, or Satan, who gave authority to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with them? And he was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months, 3.5 years. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God. Beast pretty much making himself out to be the God of this world. And to blaspheming his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose name has not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has a hear, let him hear. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Now, verse 11. A different beast. The first beast was a beast from the sea, this government political power. The second beast, the beast from the earth. Let's read. Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. Looks probably good looking, charismatic. But his voice hits you, draws your attention, and speaks very powerfully, and wows the world. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. This is that religious leader that we're talking about. And now here's the big stuff coming here now. Verse 13, he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. This is going to change everybody everybody's life when they see these miraculous, marvelous signs being performed. This will turn every atheist witnessing away from atheism because they will see what is happening. Again, no, this is no video editing or anything like that. This is going to be broadcasted all over the world. And the beast, the political system, will control the media. And whoever controls the media controls the world. And it's going to be broadcasted for the whole world to see. Look at our smartphones. Something happens on the other side of the world, we can know about it in a matter of minutes. That was never able to happen 20 years ago. Even 20 years ago. That would not have been able to happen. But now we're in a different time. Let me continue or finish up here. And then I'll just finish with verse 15, and that was, or verse 14. Let me finish that. Doing signs, yep. Okay, which he was granted doing the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause many, or as many as would not worship the image of the beast, to be killed. And then verses 16 through 18, that talks about the mark of the beast. We're not going to get into that today because that is a whole nother beast of a subject itself, pun intended. But maybe for a different time, we will touch on that. But this is more focused on this event changing the world, and atheism will be eradicated. So, as we just read that whole section of scripture, you can see that the supernatural signs that will be occurring during this time are going to be so deceiving, so amazing, unlike anything we've ever seen, that even the elect of God could even be deceived to thinking that this is Jesus Christ and God Himself. We have to be careful, and we are warned of this. Jesus warns us when he gave the Olivet Prophecy in Matthew 24, verse 4. Matthew 24, verse 4, the Olivet Prophecy. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you." That's how he starts it off. The first thing he says, because he knows what's coming, and he knew what was going to come even in their own lifetime. But he knew what was going to be coming at the end of the age, and he warns us. And then also in verses 23 through 27, we'll read that while we're in Matthew 24. He elaborates even more. "And if anyone says to you, 'Look, here's the Christ,' or 'There,' do not believe it." Do not believe it. "For false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect." Even the elect. And that's the true followers of God the Father and Jesus Christ. This will be so deceiving that even if we're not careful, we will fall for this false prophet and the beast tricks. And we'll go right into the their leadership and their religion if we're not careful. Continuing in the rest of the verse, I'll read to verse 27. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if you say, look, he is in the desert, talking about Jesus, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe. For as lightning comes from east and flashes to the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. So, we are warned. We are warned by Jesus, be careful. False prophets, false Christs will arise. And there will be a big, final, false Christ, Antichrist, and he's called multiple names, this second beast, the beast from the sea. If you will, you could turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 and 9, or 3 through 9. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3 through 9. Just make sure. Okay, yep, I'm on. I thought I was on 1 Thessalonians. All right. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. This could be hand in hand from both Satan and the one that he's going to be talking about here. And it probably is both, because both are in allegiance with each other, and the devil will give power to the man who is being versed here, as we will continue to read and find out. Alright. Let no one deceive you. Here we go. That's sounding like what we were talking about. By any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. He's got multiple names. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you of these things? And now you know what is restraining, and that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Oh, we could see that, can't we, in this world? Only he who now restrains will do so until he, being the son of perdition, it may be capitalized, but they do have a notation down below saying it was or the lowercase he, which that would be more correct, until he, the son of perdition, is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with his brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the works of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. So this man, this religious leader, the son of perdition, the lawless one, many names he has. The world and almost all atheists, and I say almost all, I can't say every atheist will be turned, because there may be some that will be in complete denial and still refuse to believe, even though they just witnessed all the supernatural events. So I can't say all, because there's probably going to be one or two out there that will still say, well, that was fake, or it was an illusion. It's not real. There are some people out there, but the majority of the atheist community, and there is an atheist community. You could, when I was researching, they have all sorts of different websites for atheists. that'll be gone. This son of perdition, the Antichrist and the beast, will completely remove all unbelief, and the whole world will be deceived and follow them. So this 10th resurrection of the fourth beast, which again I mentioned in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 7 and 8, the 10 horns, the 10 resurrections of that same fourth beast will be back for one terrible rule alongside the beast power will be, of course, the Antichrist. And they will perform and make all the world around them think that this is God. But those, and here's the kind of the interesting thing of this, only the true followers of the one true God we will see through the lies and pompous words being said. And in the world's eyes, we're now going to look like the unbelievers. And we will be persecuted for it. So it's going to be kind of a flip-flop almost. They're going to think that we're almost the atheists or the unbelievers, but because we're not worshiping the beast and the Antichrist, the one who's saying that he is Christ. We walk by faith and not by sight. That's quoted from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. And those who are atheists, until these events occur, will only believe by sight, and unfortunately, through deception. We must remember that. We walk by faith and not by sight, lest we be deceived too. We must hear and we must listen to what is being said by these leaders. This time could happen 10 years from now, 20 years, 30, maybe more. Or it could happen sooner. We don't know. Only God knows. But the way things are turning out in the world, or how things can quickly change in the world, we saw COVID, how quickly the world just stopped and was changed. This could very easily happen in a short amount of time. Things still have to occur for us to be there, but it could happen quick, and we have to be ready. Now, after all this, the beast, you know, does take over the Antichrist. Their rule will fail, and it will. It will fail. And the world will be in an even worse state than it was before the beast and false prophet came to save the day. I say that with quotations because, no, they're not going to be doing that. The earth is going to be undergoing some really terrible times once their system fails. Just read Revelations chapter 6 through 9 and the rest of Matthew 24. And there will be death and disaster on a scale unlike ever seen in the last thousands of years. Probably since maybe the time of Noah. But in terms of recent years, oh no, this is going to be off the charts. There is, however, good news, of course, after this. And that is the seventh trumpet. Once that is sounded, we'll announce the return of Jesus Christ back to this earth. Those who are still deceived by the beast will try to make war with the Lamb, aka Jesus Christ. They will try to attack him along with his resurrected saints. But they will prevail over all of them And once this mess is cleaned up, and Satan, the one who's behind it all, is put away, Jesus Christ will set up and establish his kingdom here on earth. Multiple scriptures of that too. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and further into Revelation, you see it. And now, imagine this sight now. The sight of Jesus Christ. The sky just all of a sudden got super bright, and you hear a sound so loud that the whole earth hears it. Maybe it'll even shake the earth because of how loud it'll be. And you just see a blinding light with an army of people on white horses in the sky coming down. And, you know, the good old beast power, not good at all. All of his followers are going to try to attack him. And all of his followers, all of his resurrected saints, with the weapons of man. Possibly nuclear warheads and all sorts of weapons. What if there are any people that are left on the planet and witness that and say that they're still atheist? They're out of their mind. Can you imagine that sight? So, once this happens, and if you want the full story of Jesus coming down with his saints, read Revelation chapter 19 and 20 for that full story. Don't have time to go over all of it. And there's more events that will occur after all this, but we just don't have that time unless we want to stay for 3 hours. But we gotta vacate here at 2:30, so we cannot do that. But the events that we just covered, though, it will be enough to end all atheism. And after all these things happen, especially with the return of Jesus Christ, there will not be any atheism anymore. It will now come down to a choice on who you choose to worship and follow. The dragon, who is Satan the devil, the father of evil itself, which leads to death, and got the beast and Antichrist killed, or God the Father and Jesus Christ, our spiritual parents, the source of truth, love, and life eternal. It will be up to each individual to make a choice. The answer seems obvious to us. Very obvious. And then this will be the end of atheism. As we see this increase of a godless society, not only in our country, but around the world, we must and need to draw closer to our Heavenly Father and Heavenly Brother. Let your light shine upon all those around you, that you may sow seeds of truth in them, that one day they may believe. Do not be deceived to what's to come. Stand and watch with the Lord. Those who do not believe anything spiritual will be eye-opened for what's coming, and what they and all of us will see. Atheism will be no more, and it shall come to a closing end. And so has this message.